Hey everyone, welcome to a very special podcast. I'm hosting and my name's Marcy, and with me are our lovely members of the RHS, and I'd like to introduce Scott. Hi Scott.
Hey guys.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. You guys?
Very, very well. And next is Roddy. How's it going?
Pretty good. Can't complain. Very good.
It's been a while since we've all spoken, so it's nice to hear you guys again.
Yes.
And we also have an extra member to help with our lovely interview, so I'd like to say hello to Nate. How's it going?
Hello. Yeah, I'm a bit of a newbie here, but like I said, I'll do what I can, and hopefully it's gonna be fun.
Awesome. And of course, we're all here for a very special lady. And I think we can probably guess who that might be. So please welcome Christy Hemme.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my woo was my hi.
Thanks for joining us once again. It has been quite a while.
I know. When was the last one, Marcy?
Ooh, it was over a year ago, I think.
December
Doesn't it
09?
feel like time is just
Wow.
flying by? It's so crazy.
It has really flown by, and the last time we spoke to you unfortunately broke the news that you had to retire from in-ring competition.
Yeah.
So I think we've got a lot to cover since that time. I'll hand it over to Scott if he wants to bring in the first question for you.
Okay. I've noticed recently a lot of the knockouts who had left the company are now coming back to the
Yeah.
hospital. Lee, Jackie, Tracy. How do you feel seeing all the technically old faces coming back to the company?
For me, it's really exciting. Those are my buds, Like I've been there since the beginning with them. So I think one of my favorite things about being an announcer now is I get to just be a fan again. And when I'm out doing my announcing and I, step to the side and I get to watch the matches live, it's like it's all happening for the first time for me and I don't know anything that's going to happen. So when they come out, I guess it's just really exciting to see them all there again. I don't want them to leave.
Do you want to go for another one, Roddy? Or your first question?
Okay.
You haven't done one yet.
No. Anyway, we just wanted to bring up. I think built your up. You know, your ring announcing now. You know, I was there for the first show, like when you were just kind of like practicing to get all the timing down. So I was just wondering, what was the like? How did that come to be? And you know, was it just kind of like? Was it always talked about you doing ring announcing, or did they just tap you on the shoulder one day and say, Christy, you're announcing tonight? So what was the process of becoming a backstage interviewer to a ring announcer on, well, Impact now, I should say?
Well, it feels like ever since I hurt my neck, they kind of been searching for a spot for me, And it could have easily just been like, okay, we're done with you, Christy, That's kind of what I was more or less expecting because what else could I do if I'm not wrestling? But obviously, I've always had heart for this business and I've always wanted to stay. So if there was a place, I would like it. And I sat backstage for a long time with them just kind of like finding little things for me to do and, stuff with Explosion and interviewing and whatnot. And then they started taping interviews without interviewers. I was like, okay, well, what do you guys want me to do? And they just kept finding like little things for me to do, just like not wanting me to go anywhere, but just sort of waiting for the right time. And Eric Bischoff actually asked me, how would you feel about ring announcing? And I said, I'd love to give it a go, I mean, I knew I had a feeling that I would love it. And so that was kind of the transition to it. It was just a, yeah, let's do it. And I didn't have any sort of formal training or anything like that and literally tried it, the next night, which I was like, What am I doing?
So is it a little easier to do ring announcing compared to wrestling, or is it kind of harder to do the ring announcing compared to the wrestling? So is it?
Oh my gosh! You know what? It's a totally different thing. It's not even the same. You know, I sort of said a little bit earlier, I get to be a fan again. Like, it's not even when I was a wrestler, it was like me in a show for myself, sort of like working towards this singular goal inside of a group collaborative company. You know what I mean? And as an announcer, that's not it anymore. It's not my show. It's not my, it's sort of my turn to like sit back and kind of be a glue for everything and hold it together and then be a fan of it. And, you know, as far as like the difference between wrestling and announcing, obviously, you know, for me, wrestling is physically challenging and harder. But for me, announcing is mentally more challenging.
Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting. A nice comparison.
It is interesting.
Nate, do you want to throw out something?
You know, you know?
Yeah. I can't imagine being able to do that. Sorry.
I have to tell you, like, it was funny, like, the first couple nights that I had announced, I'd be like, I really had no clue what I was doing, and I think that I've relaxed a lot more into my announcing, you know, as I've been given some time to do so, but those first couple nights, I was so nervous, and just like, and I was, like, screaming into the microphone, I was like, I don't know what to do, you know? I hope I don't mess up, this is live.
Nate, do you want to throw out a quick question as well?
Yeah, you know, I feel like the previous two questions kind of set up one that I had, and, you know, we talked about the fact, Christy, that you've been retired from in-ring competition for a while. We also talked about a number of the previous knockouts coming back, and one of the things that I've seen online a lot is just people that want to see maybe you in the ring one more time with Tracy, who I know is a good friend of yours. How do you respond to something like that?
Well, she's my favorite. Like, if I, she would definitely be one of the top people that if I were to ever get in the ring again, I would want to be in the ring with her because she's so smart. She's so smart in wrestling. She's just always on the ball. She's always on her ball and she knows what she's doing. And she's really an amazing, competitor to work with. However, when I look at that ring now and I watch those girls wrestling, it's a different feeling. I don't have that. I'm an all or nothing girl. I'm either like in it and I'm doing it and I'm 100%, or I like don't want to do it at all. And when I look at that ring now, I go, man, that really looks painful. Like, I really love being an announcer now, and I really love, like, being a part of wrestling because I'm still a huge fan, and I'm sitting back there, yeah, no, you know, I'm doing all this, and I'm excited to be there, but I don't think that I'm not going to wrestle again, that's for sure. And it's okay. If I had my body back the way that it was, I'm sure that I would be like, let's do this, you know, but my neck still gives me problems, and it's just like it's one of those kind of injuries that if I were to just hit it the wrong way, I could be paralyzed, and I don't think that it's worth it.
Right. I had my spine fused myself 15 years ago, and you know, most of the time it's fine, but to this day, like, sometimes I do the wrong thing to it and it'll hurt for weeks. So I knew exactly how that feels.
Oh yeah, like I heard it a week ago just from like doing some weird workout or something. I just kind of twisted my neck the wrong way, and it'll like flare up, and it'll just be like my neck's done for a couple days. Can't do nothing.
Right.
You know, and it's just a pain in the ass.
Moving away from the wrestling for my question, what can you tell us, like, what updates can you give us about your awesome band?
Awesome band is awesome. We spent all last month in the studio.
And
we finished half the album, and this producer who we've been working with is just incredible. He's got like, he's got Katy Perry coming in the studio soon, and he's worked with CeeLo Green and Kesha and One Republic, and he's amazing. He's really good. But the great thing about him is he's rooted in real music. He's rooted in blues and rock, and that's what we are at our core. However, we've got a lot of pop and dance and excitement and stuff that we're adding to our music that's never really been there before. So he was the perfect producer for us to kind of take us to the next level as
that
far as
exciting.
I'm concerned. So, well, you guys will be hearing songs soon, very, very soon.
Yay! Heard it here first, everyone. You'll be hearing songs very, very soon.
Very, very soon. I don't know exactly when. He's literally working on them, right, producing them right now.
We'll be sitting at the edge of our seats waiting.
Yes.
Clicking the refresh button. Where are the songs?
So I'm just happy that, like, this portion is done so far because I need a little break from, like, staring at four walls for an entire month, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, my brain's like, gah!
Scott, do you want to do another one? Now that you've done one, I can say you can do another one.
Sure. This is one of the questions that was actually asked on the fan page. Do you think that Impact will ever go live on Thursday nights?
I sincerely hope so. I mean, we're going to start traveling here soon. We're going to do some more traveling, so that's really exciting to me. And I just think that live TV just adds a whole nother element. I mean, you know, the difference between Raw and SmackDown. You know, it makes it a totally different show when it's live and you don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, it adds so much excitement to it. So I really hope so. What do you guys think?
Well, I certainly hope it goes live. I hope if, like I always say this, I just hope it Impact just has some live tapings in some parts of Canada.
Yeah, can
of course
you come to the show?
Yeah.
Can you tell the officials to make some plans to come to Australia?
Yeah, we just need to travel some more.
It would be awesome. I think that if you guys came and did a tour here, it would absolutely just be awesome. I think there's so much interest in wrestling down here, and I think that you guys would just really make an impact. So that'd be cool.
Totally. Roddy, what is this picture of you?
That is me holding up. Dressed as Davy Crockett. It was just like a little animation of me dressed as Davy Crockett holding up two double down chickens.
I was right then, because I thought it was looked like a sandwich in a bear trap, and it didn't make sense to me, but what the heck.
I couldn't figure it out. I was like, what is going on here?
I've been trying not to laugh at it, sorry. Roddy, do you want to have a go?
Just wondering, since you're obviously in a band, like, you do, like, how much writing do you do? Are you heavily involved in the writing process? Do you have someone else doing it for you? And, you know, with a band coming out, it's like Impact ever approached you to probably do some theme songs for the company, maybe for a pay-per-view or just for a single wrestler's entrance? Or...
Yeah, we've actually talked about that a lot, and I think when the time's right, it'll be great. I want to get this batch of songs finished first, but as far as like writing the music, I'm very involved, and I write all the lyrics and the melodies most of the time. I sort of have a crazy writing process. We're a bit backwards. Usually you write the music first and then you write lyrics and vocals to the music. However, I have the songs come to me out of nowhere. They either come out of a dream or I'm daydreaming like at home, or I'm just sort of like chilling or doing something and a melody will hit me and lyrics, I'll just start singing something from nowhere. And I will get these very vivid, I'll get like it looks like a music video in my head, but in front of me. And I will have these crazy daydreams happen during my day. And so I record them. And then when I kind of refine it enough, I take it to my co-writer, my guitarist, Eric Friedman, and I sing it to him. And the funny part is that it's always sort of out of time. It's got no time signature to it whatsoever. It's just sort of this crazy mess of a idea. But the melody's there, and the heart of it is there. And he takes all my idea in its entirety and sort of like puts it into a song structure and has it make sense and brings it to life. And he always laughs at me because he always says that he's kind of like a filter for my crazy ideas, because they sort of, if I was to sing it to anybody except for someone that was really, really talented with music, it would make no sense to them, because it's just like, you can't really tap your foot to it yet, you know? So that's kind of our writing process. And then sometimes he'll come up with some music first and I'll write to his music. But more so the other way than not, I'm a very imaginative human being, that's for sure.
It's an interesting process.
I've never heard anybody that doesn't like we do it, so I think it's really interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah,
but
can't
I
say
also,
I've had that
you know,
before.
Like, I don't come from a music background. Like, I've been a music fan, and I'm an artist, and I'm creative, and I think where my talent is my vision. I have a vision for something, and I can see it through, and I see all the parts to it, and I everything that I do is based off of emotions, and I love to write. So, you know, that's a natural gift for me, is the lyrics and the writing and the poetry of it. So, you know, my co-writer, my partner, Eric, he's really like, he was a gift from God for me, because I was just like, oh, he understands me, and he can make sense of me. This is awesome.
Nate, do you want to... throw out another question?
Yeah. Well, since we're talking about Christy's music now, I'll just throw out there that I've actually seen your band perform. 2 years ago, I happened to be in Orlando, and I think I saw your first show, or first live show at the time, at the Social.
Yes.
Yeah. And
that was the first one, and do you know that we didn't play for a long time after that?
No, well, I didn't know that because I don't live in Florida, but
right.
No, I mean, I hadn't heard about other shows for a while after that. But, you know, with that in mind, I'm just wondering, I mean, you did talk about what you called your crazy mess of ideas, and how your producer handles that and stuff. But, I mean, since that first show 2 years ago, you know, up to now, have things evolved that much? Or,
oh, my God.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna say like evolve. It's like night and day from when you saw us. Like,
okay.
You know, I have to say that I'm sure you guys can tell just from, you know, the way that I am in wrestling. I don't have very much fear in life. Like, I'm very outspoken, outgoing, excited. I just live. However, music has always been kind of this fear of mine that I've had, and especially singing in front of people. So when you saw me 2 years ago,
yeah,
I was freaked out and I have panic attacks while I'm singing. Like,
oh wow.
It keeps me from like truly being free and singing freely. And so after that show, I was like, I hate this. I hate singing in front of people. It's horrible, you know. I love to write it and make it, but I didn't want to sing it in front of anybody. And so, which it doesn't, you know, it doesn't really work. And one of my greatest mentors in the music industry, he goes, Christy, I will not, and he's really big. Like, he knows everybody. He could hook me up with anybody. He's the one that hooked me up with our producer. But he was like, I am not going to help you unless you sing in front of people. Until you start singing in front of people, this is totally pointless. Like, I can't help you, you know? And so I was like, fine, okay. And so I went and I did this thing called Rock Camp. And at Rock Camp, it's like this week-long experience where you get put in this band and you sing songs and you perform like every day. And it was pretty much the first time I ever really sang in front of people. And it really, really pushed me out of my box. And when I got home from Rock Camp, I started playing shows every single week. And we played acoustic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like I was like, oh my gosh, I can feel it. I will get used to this. I just have to sort of get over this fear. And also one of my biggest problems was the whole panic attack thing is like, if I'm having a wrestling match and if I'm nervous and I have a panic attack, it's fine because I'm just like using my body and I can push through it. But if you're singing and you have a panic attack, it's like, it's detrimental. Like, you can't sing. It doesn't work, you know? So it's been this last year, you know, I'd say since like January, it's been really probably one of the hardest years of my life as far as like putting effort into doing something that was very scary for me. And I've really pushed past the fear a lot, and there's still some to go. However, when we went to the studio this last month, it was the first time that my voice was captured without panic and without fear. So I'm excited because I know that if I can do it once, I can do it twice. And the more that I do it, the better it'll get. But to answer your question, Nate, I was completely different that night that you saw me, completely.
Well, for the record, you know, I thought you did great that night. The only problem that I had nothing to do with you, but like that club was so small that, you know, when I came out of it, I couldn't hear for the next like 3 weeks, you know?
That is not good. Well, I'm glad that 3 weeks later you got your hearing.
Well, no, I need my hearing because I work in radio. So.
Sort of important.
Yeah, that's sort of important. No, but you did great, and I've heard some stuff then. I think you're doing even better now, so
thank
keep
you.
It up.
And so what are your, like, plans for the rest of the year? Like, do you have any goals that you want to get through before 2011 comes to an end?
I would like to get better at announcing, for sure. And I would love to go on the road with Impact, and I would love to get more involved in that sense with wrestling. And then with the music, I would love to finish this album and just release it and play. So funny. I've always had, like, you know, these two things that have just been like, it's either wrestling or music, wrestling, music, wrestling, music. And my brain just doesn't go anywhere else, you know? So I would say those are the two things that I would like to accomplish this year, that for sure.
Well, I hope that you achieve those goals.
Thanks. What are your goals?
To get through the rest of the year. So I think we'll probably try and wrap it up a little bit. So if Scott and Roddy and Nate maybe want to just think of one last thing, we'll send it back to Scott. Hopefully he's ready.
Thanks for putting me on the spot.
Yeah.
as far as like touring with Impact and band, obviously, could you ever see the band touring at the same time as Impact? Like, you know, Impact go to a city, do a show on Friday night, and the band do a show in the same town on Saturday night, you know, like basically touring together in the same cities.
Totally. And we've actually, you know, started talking about having the band perform at the show, like before or after. But I absolutely see that in the future. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be awesome.
That would definitely be awesome.
Probably a lot of work, too.
Yeah. Good work. I'd love it.
Roddy, do you want to...
Since we're running out of time, I just wanted to just ask a question. You know, during the last Destination X pay-per-view, they had, like, the Impact tournament. They had Jimmy Rave from the Rock and Rave Infection team that you used to manage. So when you were introducing him, did you ever feel like doing the old Rock and Rave Infection kind of intrigue to give them every time they came down to the ring?
I totally did, and I was like, oh man, I get in so much trouble. But when he was, I don't know if anybody noticed when I announced him, I definitely gave him a lot more excitement than I did anybody else, because I was just like, yay, Jimmy Rave! So yes, Roddy, I did have to fight it, that's for sure.
I was always wondering all these years if you can still belt it out like you did back then, because that was about 2 or 3 years ago now.
I know. I'm sure I could if I did.
And maybe that could be your next single, just kind of including the Rock and Rave into a new song or something.
Just to bring it back.
Yes. No, old school's coming back again, you know.
Yeah.
Nate, do you have anything you want to add?
I don't really have another question. Like I said, you know, I was kind of a last-minute addition to the interview, but I do want to thank everybody for having me here, and thank Christy for answering my questions, and I'm surprised I came up with two, but no, it's been fun.
Think of this more as a conversation. We're all just friends in this chat room.
Right on.
Always. I think we should give a special shout out to Joey, who wasn't able to join us, but he will definitely be around for the next time we do this.
I know, and if he listens to this, I'm really sad because I don't know how that got messed up. Somehow, Computerland ate my email that I sent him, and I'm bummed because he's the one that put it together, and now he's not even on this one. So I have to give him big snuggly hugs from my side of the plan.
I'm sure he'll listen to it, and he'll definitely be around when we do it again.
Yeah.
So send you big hugs and everything else. Christy, do you have anything you want to add before we wrap it up?
I just want to say thank you to all of you guys for coming on, and anybody else that listens to this. You know, Nate, you sort of were talking about it earlier with, you know, the questions and whatnot. And the truth is that this really doesn't feel like the other kinds of interviews that I ever do, because it really is just friends talking on the phone. And I've always thought of the RHS as my friends in this crazy world. And I'm just so blessed to have you guys in my life. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I guess we should just say hello to all the RHS, and I hope they enjoy listening to us.
Woo, RHS!
So I think with that, we'll wrap it up, and thank you so much, Christy, and everyone else for coming on, having an awesome chat.
Yeah, thank you for doing this, Marcy. You're a good leader.
I try my best.
Good night, guys.
Good night, thank you. Everyone.